Nashville. He's going to be there this weekend at Zany's. Get ready, ladies. Here is the doctor, the professor. Listen up and learn. Corey Holcomb, good morning.
What's up, man? I'm just here to do what I do, man. You know, we're going to be out there at Zany's this weekend delivering the word that a lot of ladies may not want to hear, but I'm here to tell you everything your daddy would have told you if your mama didn't run him away like that.
Say what?
If your mama didn't run him away. A lot of girls ain't got daddy. You know, their mama was like, you got to get up out of here. So,
and he did.
They learned their knowledge from me. Which is pretty good substitute.
Really?
And what knowledge are you going to give them this morning?
Yeah, give us something.
Yeah, what do the ladies need to know, Corey?
What the ladies need to know is if you are over 35, don't have much time to be picky. That is the main thing. I got this. Listen, this girl I'm dealing with on the side. You know, my wife, my main girl. But the girl on the side I'm messing with, she like 36. And she keeps saying, you know, I can't be messing with you like this. Something better might come my way if I just have faith. I told her. I said, after a while, faith stay the hell with. You know what I mean? After a while, I'll be like, look, I need faith. Be like, I need to know what you're going to do. All right?
See?
I'm waiting for the funny there, Corey.
No, I understand why you don't understand the funny.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just letting you know.
It's that age cap, huh?
What is the cutoff age cap? Well,
it's 35.
No, at 35, it's not over for you. But that person you wanted, you can forget about that. You got to begin the settling process.
Settling.
All right? Settling.
Gotcha.
Them gray hairs are starting to leak in places to stay high.
And you know this, Hal?
Hey,
she laughed at that one. She laughed at that one.
Yeah, no, I've been through it, and I know. Like, my wife, that's not who I settled for. I love my wife.
You settled for.
But if I had got married in my 20s, my wife wouldn't have looked like that. And I told her that in a heartbeat.
Nice. You're so evolved.
I told her that. I was like, I'm going through this with the way you look is because, you know, I couldn't get it together when I was young and in demand. But I'm one who realized that a lot of people think that they still got time when they over 35. You don't have time. You have to pick somebody who works and settle for that person.
Settle. That's right.
Yeah. You gon' settle. If you are not married before you're 35, or if you got married after you was 35, I want you to look at the person you with. Now you know you could have did better than that, right? Being picky got you somebody that you got to take pictures with a grin instead of a smile. That smile left your body about 10 years ago. Look at all them couples who met each other later on in life. Their pictures are grin. They are not smiles. It's that acceptance grin. It's like, is she okay, grin? You know, and what the truth? Sometimes I go to people who in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, when they get married, I just go to their wedding just to look at their face the whole time. They cut the cake with that my stomach hurt face. Like, boy, you know, they face say something better than nothing. I know it's the people out there saying that ain't true, but You know, that face, you can't hide that face. You know that face when that something ain't right face. You can't hide it. It's in your, that's why people be like, what's wrong? You be like, what you mean? It's your face.
And where are you going to be dispensing all this knowledge this weekend, God. Corey?
I'm going to be at Zany's this weekend in Nashville looking at all the couples that got there.
Looking for the face.
I have to be with this person's face.
The smiles as opposed to the grins.
Grin.
Yes.
There used to be a smile, and now it's a grin.
Right.
You are so stupid.
Corey Holcomb.